Why do we so often find in spiritual, in scriptures and lectures, in the words of Vaishnavas, the comparisons with bees and lotus flowers?
Well, our grandfather, Guru Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, he composed the Prapana Jivanamrita, and that means in English, it's been translated as life nectar for the surrendered souls. Positive and progressive immortality is the subtitle. And in the concluding verses, one of the very last verses in this book, he wrote a beautiful verse and explaining his heart and his reason for composing this Prapana Jivanamrita. It's a heartfelt expression of the purpose behind his composition, this book, Prapana Jivanamrita, where he collected verses and beautiful poems about surrender, Sharanagati, about the six limbs of surrender, and verses from Srila Rupa Goswami, from Jamuna Charja, from Srimad Bhagavatam, Raghunath Das Goswami, so many of our great Vaishnava saints and members of our lineage, the Guru Parampara. They're verses that are supporting the idea of surrender and all the six limbs. He collected their verses and put it all into this book, the Prapana Jivanamrita. And in the 10th chapter, he put a verse that he composed. And the first line of that is Sri Srimad Bhagavat Padambuja Madhu Svadut Savai Sat Padir. That's the first line. And that means, this verse is translated as glorifying the bumblebees, the bees who are intoxicated in the festival of chanting and singing the glories of the Lord. They're busy humming the glories of the Lord, and they become very ecstatic. And in their ecstasy, little droplets of honey nectar fall from their mouths and scatter around. And Srila Sridharmar says, for my divine prospect, and we also know for our divine prospect, he's collected those honey droplets that fell from the mouths of the honeybees, which are really the great Vaishnava devotees. And he says, I've collected these, all these beautiful honey nectar droplets for my own divine prospect and for all the fortunate souls who read this book. And I offer my obeisances again and again to their lotus feet. So, we understand the bees signify the great devotees, the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord's lotus feet are likened to two lotus flowers because of their beauty, because the toes are like the petals. The reddishness of the bottoms of their lotus feet. They're like the beautiful effulgence of a lotus. And we know that the feet of the Lord are worshipped by all the great souls, all the great devotees. And there's sweetness there in that worship. And so much effulgence is coming from the lotus feet. So they're likened to the abode of nectar, the abode of sweetness and beauty. And we begin our worship at the feet of the Lord, and then we go up and see his divine form in the deity form. That's how we learn to worship, from the feet and looking up the navel to the chest and his face. So the lotus feet of the Lord, you'll find that expression in many of our books in the Vaishnav scriptures. It's very significant. So like that. It's a beautiful expression, conveying the heart of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, that all these beautiful verses spoken, the singing and the chanting, is the expression of these great saints. That he's collected their verses and compiled them into the Prapana Jivanamrita to share with everyone, to teach them about the nectar of surrender, and to soothe the heart of all the surrendered souls. It's the life nectar for the surrendered souls, those who have surrendered to the Supreme Absolute Truth. Hearing these words of the great saints and is sustaining the lives of devotees, of surrendered devotees, Sharanagata Vaishnavas. So, this is one very beautiful verse dear to our Gurudev and very famous as a concluding verse in the Prapana Jivanamritam. And that's what's come to my mind in order to answer this question.